Any final thoughts about your memories of Katie and or Bill Sims or your Uncle Pat? Thoughts that you might have of your time?
It was just really a pioneering effort at the time. I think things like free-for-all, the Katie quiz, the birthday calendars, the doggone reports, the way they did the employment announcements.
The community involvement.
They really involved with the community. Election coverage was just incredible. They had Steve doing calculations, still with a slide rule, I think, and he could predict the outcome of a precinct and the state runs and stuff. Pat would be in a little room with Frank Bowron. I think it was Shirley's brother. I'm not positive. Anyway, they would do election coverage and, you know, make an election night broadcast that was really, really something. You know, nowadays we just have to log in and wait for the state secretary.
And you know, in 2 hours or a half an hour, who's going to be winning. And in those days, they went till 4 or 5 in the morning.
Yeah. Interesting was, and I still have a bunch of teletype stuff from the moon landing. And just the fact that we were broadcasting that, and I could watch it come over the teletype machine, you know, the step by step or play by play of the first moon landing. Those kinds of things were neat to be around radio.
What happened, I ask you, that I should?
I can't recall everything that I did to get into trouble there, but probably one of the funnest things I did, and nobody ever said a word about it, was I was trying to give away $1,400 on my radio show, and I announced this thing for a couple of weeks. I'm going to give away $1,400 to the person I call if they say, I'm listening to Katie Radio. Well, I had it in my mind all along that I was going to call Price over at K2 that morning. And he answers, K2 Radio. I said, what did you say? K2 Radio. I said, well, I'm sorry. You could have won $1,400 if you'd have said, I'm listening to KATI. And I can't repeat what he probably said, but anyway, I thought that was fun. We were always looking for something crazy to do, and, you know, I think the Laugh-In television show finally picked up on what we were doing.
Well, I appreciate your time. I wish you nothing but the best.
Why, thank you.
And this has been real fun.
Great. Appreciate you doing it.